When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In recent years, we've woken up to the massive problem that is dementia. This is where people progressively lose their cognitive faculties, and Alzheimer's disease is one well-known example. But scientists are increasingly realising that injury done to the brain by damaged blood vessels is probably the leading cause of dementia, but it's also the one we know much less about. It happens when the very small blood vessels deep within the brain become narrowed, stiffened, and leaky, which leads to progressive damage to the adjacent brain tissue. Although we don't understand how this happens, or whether we can block or reverse it. Cambridge scientist Alessandra Granata is working on a way to recreate in a dish what goes on in a patient's brain by turning a skin biopsy into stem cells and then converting those into new blood vessels that recapitulate the features of the disease. She spoke to Chris Smith.
My research is looking at vascular diseases and using stem cells as a method to research these diseases. And I'm especially interested in vascular diseases that affect the brain.
When you say you're using stem cells to understand how blood vessels become diseased, how do the two link?
They link in a way that we are using adult stem cells taken from patients which have a vascular disease of the brain, and they are turned into cells specific of the vasculature of the brain.
So you're converting a skin cell or something from that patient into the brain vasculature, so you should get a resulting blood vessel form that resembles what's going on in that patient because the original starting cell came from them.
That's correct. So we mainly use skin biopsy from patients with derived cells, and from a quite complex process, we can then generate stem cells, which are adult stem cells, and then adding factor to these cells, we can turn the cells in the cells specific of the vasculature of the brain and study what's going on and what's going wrong in the patient.
So what's special about the brain in terms of its blood supply compared with any other part of the body?
The brain is a really special organ, as you can imagine, and it requires special protection. These diseases are affecting the really small vessel in the brain, and these vessels have a really characteristic, a unique structure, which is called the blood-brain barrier. And as the name suggests, this is a defense barrier against toxin and pathogen and disease. So it's important that this barrier function properly. And when it's affected in this patient, the barrier basically break down and it start to leak. And this is really damaging for the brain cells.
So you're trying to find out why in these people with this disease, this blood-brain barrier does not work properly. And you're trying to find that out by, rather than study the patient directly, recreate the disease in a dish, essentially.
Yeah, that's exactly what we are trying to do, to mimic the disease and to really understand the mechanism that brings the blood-brain barrier to break down and to degenerate and causing the disease in patient.
What's the name of the diseases that do this, that you're trying to study?
The disease is called collagen 4 mutation, and collagen 4 is a molecule that is present in, really enriched in a small vessel of the brain. It is really important because it forms sort of like a glue that brings together all the cells component, all the cells of the vessel. So it's an essential component of the vessel.
Is this common, this disorder?
No, it's not common, fortunately, it's really rare. But these rare genetic forms are really useful. Even though they're rare, they have the same pathology, they have the same effect on the brain that the more common one. So really studying this form can give us information that are important also for the most common, with the idea, again, to cure widely this disease.
Once you've got an ability to recreate the disease in addition this way, what will you then do? Do things like try different drugs or chemicals to see if you can change the way that the disease progresses in the dish, and that means you can do it without having to go near a patient?
Exactly. So we are creating a disease in a dish for two reasons. One is modeling the disease, understanding the causes of the disease. And the second is using this model as a platform for testing new drugs.
Are you having any luck? Because it's early days, isn't it? You've not been far down this path because this is very young technology.
It is quite a young technology, it's true. But our preliminary results seems really promising, and we have in cells now in the dish that respond as they should be, and they show the defect that we see in patients, and we are hoping soon to potentially screen for new drugs and see the effect on our system.
Alessandra Granata, and she's at the University of Cambridge.